I was forced to see Wicked. I was ready to resign myself to looking at the ground for most of the movie and perhaps taking quick sips of alcohol because I do not like musicals except for Grease and maybe West Side Story. The truth is that I do like musicals. I like pink and white and flowers and wheat fields and blue skies and singing and choreography and harmony and rainbows and zodiacs and lovey-dovey bullshit. As a wise man once said, I like stupid, cute shit. As a wee lad, I was an unironic theater kid, chosen because of my higher-pitched voice. And later, I was an ironic theater kid that was in it for the easy A and just made shitposts. I have unfortunately been tempted by the dark art that is acting because both my sisters were actresses at one point. Yes, the movie somehow endeared itself to me in spite of myself and all of the gay new Disney shit, which is a distinct kind of gay and shit besides just being a musical. I don't know if all the details and songs that I enjoyed decently enough were from the musical because I've never seen it or read the book. It was outie, businessy, outie, on. But I Flying Squirrel play the drums, and it made me smile. Ariana Grande, the hawk, Tua Queen, was perfectly cast as Vapid 8, I-T-C-H-C-U-N-T, which I feel was at least a slight adaptation change, because that's kind of just how she comes off in real life. I pleasantly enjoyed her performance. Nigris, in green face, seemed to be taking the whole thing way too seriously, even for her role. I will say that I don't know how much was lost or added in the adaptation again, but I don't believe a major plot point like this would change. It does not make sense for the Wicked Witch to know. Oz is a big hack fraud because she could just tell Dorothy that and that could be a thing, and it kind of ruins the thematics of the power being inside you. All along with the Great Wizard being a charlatan, and the unambiguously evil Big Bad being defeated by something. As simple as Water Wicked, the play and book, could still be good in spite of that, but it'd have to be in spite of a lot of things, and I don't think it quite got the original story. The Wizard of Oz has a soft spot in my heart because it's a piece of TR of whimsy fiction like Willy Wonka and Peter Pan, which is superior to true love fiction, because it doesn't require Yushirin Oldry to work. And my sisters were obsessed with it. It's astonishing I didn't grow up to be gayer, but I haven't read the books. Maybe I should. My interest is kind of piqued, unfortunately.